This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Think about how you'd define a house.
I think house is a structure that provides shelter and can give us psychological security and a respite from all of our daily struggles.
That's Olga Koumandouros, an artist based here in L.A. Her current piece, which is on view at the Hammer Museum, is called Dream Home Resource Center. But it might not be what you typically think of as art.
It's got a glass wall, and so it's very transparent. And the doors were initially glass as well. And I decided to replace them with these McMansion.
The first thing you see are two giant doors from a McMansion in Orange County, and we walked through them to go inside.
I then bought new door handles that didn't have doorknobs.
It doesn't look like a house. It's a big white spare room, actually, with rainbow stripes horizontally that go around two walls. There are factoids about housing in the U.S., a gold-painted information booth in the center, and high up on the left wall, a big list of numbers.
This whiteboard is sort of a white painting, and weekly I change the statistics because the facts of having a home and having a secure place to live keeps changing.
And it's all part of Koumandouros' goal, to use art to make people think about the housing crisis.
Because we're trying to figure it out, and it's confusing, and the numbers are overwhelming, and I know this is your specialty, but I'm an artist, and it's not my specialty. I'm not an economist, but I'm fascinated with the numbers that are thrown at me.
Well, you are an artist.
Yeah.
I think it would seem to some people strange or surprising that you had taken on the idea of looking at homeownership and the housing crisis. How did you decide to do this? How did this process unfold?
Well, it was my own life. I was completely impacted by this. I was in a partnership with a man for 10 years, and we bought a house together. And we had gotten really underwater. And across the street, there was a moment on my block where there were five empty houses, you know, and it just felt like a weird ghost town in the middle of Glass Hill Park. So it's just been on my mind so much about the stresses, because we ended up buying the house the same week he got laid off from his job as an architect. So we're like almost like a case study of the whole Southern California boom, which floated him, and then, you know, let us down.
So you have a kiosk in here, and part of the way this works, you even got a little sign here. Read that sign for me and tell me what
it
says.
It says, Dream Home Resource Center. We are here to share our housing information and experiences with you. All questions and comments are welcome.
So who goes in that blue chair?
I brought in people who have different narratives and specialties. I've had a realtor here. I've had mortgage brokers here. So people who are actually benefiting from market escalation, as well as homeless rights activists together. And that reason why I've done that deliberately is because they all fill out the picture of our housing situation.
What kind of responses have you had to this piece?
I think a lot of people are trying to make sense of this issue and concern. And so whether I've had people walking out and like, housing prices go up, woohoo, you know, and this emphatic like, yes, I'm going to make my money back. And then I get, you know, curators and art world folks that will discreetly ask like a tenant rights question that they don't know about. Like, can my landlord really raise my rent 20%? Is that, you know, so I want that nexus and convergence of all those stories for people who maybe it all worked out to see where they fit in the whole thing.
Homeownership has been sold as a cornerstone of the American dream. Is that still valid?
I love the fact that that is being interrogated. Ownership and consumption is also linked to how much our economy is consumer-based. So I just think that there's a lot of machinations that have gone to this that is so specifically American. And I love digging that out, and I think questioning it. And I think questioning it is part of maybe a shift.
Olga Komandouros, thank you so much.
My pleasure, and thank you.
The exhibit runs through August 18th, and you can see images from it at marketplace.org.